92.7 FM WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. A northern Wisconsin tribe is addressing growing concerns over immigration enforcement and tribal sovereignty. Maddie Schaefer reports.
The Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa held a community forum Monday night after recent reports of immigration and customs enforcement activity on the reservation. According to the Wisconsin Examiner, tribal leaders have raised alarms after reports that Native Americans were picked up or questioned by ICE during enforcement operations in the Twin Cities. Tribal chairwoman Liz Arbuckle spoke about the stress the community is facing.
It's unnerving. We've seen Native people picked up in Minneapolis. We've heard those stories. We've seen those stories. So we are unnerved. So a little extra preparedness, thoughtfulness, kindness, it won't go amiss. That's for sure.
Leaders urged members to carry tribal enrollment ID along with a photo ID. Arbuckle says that tribal IDs are free for enrolled Bad River members and can be updated if needed. Other tribes may also offer similar services. They also highlighted statewide resources such as the Native American Rights Fund, the ACLU of Wisconsin, and Legal Action Wisconsin, which can help tribal members understand their rights and create personal safety plans. State Representative Angela Stroud of the 73rd Assembly District spoke about ICE activity across the region.
You know, it's targeting urban areas, but it's not limited to urban areas. Rural areas are also being affected. And so it's not that we know they're going to come, but we need to be prepared because it's happening throughout our region, even if it's focused on Minnesota right now.
Several tribes, including Bad River, Lacouturay, Oneida, and Ho-Chunk, are notifying members that agents cannot enter a home without a judicially signed warrant. Wisconsin tribes are issuing guidance on documenting encounters, accessing legal help, and creating personal safety plans. I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Democratic state lawmakers are proposing a constitutional amendment to solidify the right to privacy for Wisconsin residents. Lisa Hale reports.
If it's adopted, the amendment to the state constitution would shift the legal burden of proof in privacy violation cases from the individual to the government. Under that adjustment, government agencies would be responsible for justifying how it had the authority to violate an individual's privacy rights rather than the individual being required to prove that a government agency violated those privacy rights. Democratic state lawmakers have also introduced separate legislation that would allow residents to file a lawsuit over privacy violations in state court, regardless of whether the subject of that lawsuit is a state or federal government agency. That proposed bill is currently being reviewed in committee. Democratic state lawmakers are hoping the proposed constitutional amendment will gain bipartisan support. It must pass in both the state assembly and Senate in two consecutive sessions before it appears on a statewide ballot for voters to approve. Former Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Dugan is asking a federal judge to grant her an acquittal or a new trial following her felony conviction. Dugan's defense team filed the request last week, claiming she acted within the law and that jurors received inconsistent guidance during deliberations. A jury convicted Dugan of felony obstruction in December for helping a man in her courtroom evade an immigration arrest. Jurors cleared her of a separate misdemeanor charge tied to concealing someone from discovery and arrest. Dugan resigned from the bench earlier this year as the case continues through post-trial motions. I'm Lisa Hale.
With the 2026 election less than a year away, fundraising efforts in Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district race are kicking up. James Kelly reports.
According to campaign finance reports, incumbent Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden led 2025 in campaign fundraising with over $4.3 million. Rebecca Cook, pursuing a rematch of 2024 with Congressman Van Orden, raised over $4 million last year. Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge will challenge Cook for the Democratic nomination in August and raised nearly $400,000 last year. While Congressman Van Orden led the total fundraising battle in 2025, Cook raised nearly double his fundraising total in last reporting period of the year. From October through December, Congressman Van Orden raised a little less than $670,000, while Cook brought in about $1.1 million. This is Cook's third run for the 3rd Congressional District after falling short in the Democratic primary in 2022 and narrowly losing to Congressman Van Orden in the 2024 election. Berge raised about $115,000 over that period. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to learn more about flood risks in their area and explore their flood insurance options in honor of Flood Insurance Awareness Week. According to a press release, Flood Insurance Awareness Week will run through Saturday, giving the agency a good opportunity to highlight the importance of getting flood insurance. The DNR is also sharing tips on when residents could qualify for federal flood insurance and what it means to own property in a federally designated flood zone or special flood hazard area. Agency officials say typical homeowner and renter insurance policies usually don't cover flood damage. Federal flood insurance is available for properties both inside and outside special flood hazard areas, but is only in communities that participate in the National Flood Insurance Program. The DNR's floodplain program tracks community enrollment in the National Flood Insurance Program. Residents who own property in a special flood hazard area and have a mortgage from a federally regulated lender are also required to have flood insurance. I'm James Kelly.
And I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Tornadoes, flooding, and baseball-size hail are all part of the week in Wisconsin weather, so far. The strongest Badger State twister in 5 years hit Tuesday night. The National Weather Service says an EF3 tornado hit west of Union Center Tuesday evening, damaging homes and power lines across Juneau County. Winds reached up to 140 miles per hour, the strongest tornado Wisconsin has seen since 2021. Governor Tony Evers visited the area yesterday to thank first responders and assure people that help is on the way. He did declare a state of emergency. The Weather Service has confirmed 4 other tornadoes Tuesday night. Last night, southeastern Wisconsin had more tornado warnings, more impacts that weather experts will need to investigate. Flooding has closed several highways across northeast and north central Wisconsin, and more could shut down as rain continues. State transportation officials are urging drivers to stay alert and check road conditions before heading out. WisDOT says never drive through standing water or around barriers, and always follow detour routes. Crews are working to clear storm damage, so drivers should slow down and watch for flashing lights. And Wisconsin ranks among the top states for remote work. That's according to a new report from WalletHub. Electricity costs and access to broadband internet are credited with putting Wisconsin at the 28th best place to work remotely. The state ranked 5th in having the most cybercrime per capita. Iowa ranked at the bottom of all the states for working from home. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
Concern at Wisconsin. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers sports department facing challenges. The chancellor is leaving. The university system president has been fired. But Marcus Sedbury says there'll be no sudden changes while he serves as the Badgers interim athletic director. Head coach Luke Fickell on his boss, Chris McIntosh, leaving the program.
It's not easy to lose a friend, right? I mean, we've all been through it in the past. And so that's the difficult thing. That's the guy that you could visit with and sit down with. And not that I can't do that with Marcus, but anytime that there's things like that are changes that people were in your corner, it's always a little difficult. Disappointing, whatever you want to say, but, so is life.
Baseball, the Brewers pulling out a 2-1 win over the Blue Jays last night. Manager Pat Murphy on reliever Aaron Ashby coming in to get the win, and Abner Uribe with the save.
You know, Ashby and Uribe at the end was really, really special. Uribe's tempo and energy leave no doubt that he's healthy.
That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A little patchy fog this morning, then it's going to be a pretty nice day, partly cloudy with a high right around 70 this afternoon. Tonight, clear with a low of 51. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with some afternoon and nighttime thunderstorms, and some of those could be severe. Our high tomorrow, 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Madison News Roundup from WMDX. Find more news anytime at WMDXradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.